我们来看马拉基书。
We turn to the book of Malachi.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
耶和华说我曾爱你们你们却说你在何事上爱我们呢
I have loved you says the Lord but you say how have you loved us
第六节
Verse 6
藐视我名的祭司啊万军之耶和华对你们说儿子尊敬父亲仆人尊敬主人我既为父亲尊敬我的在哪里呢我既为主人敬畏我的在哪里你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名呢
A son honors his father and a servant his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect, says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests who despise my name. But you say, how have we despised your name?
第二章第十三节
Chapter 2, verse 13.
你没有行了一件这样的事，从前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪遮盖耶华的坛，以致耶华不再看顾那供物，也不乐意从你们手中收纳。
This is another thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and with groaning, because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from your hand.
你们还说这是为什么呢?
Yet you say, for what reason?
第十七节。
Verse 17.
你们用言语反锁耶华,你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢?
You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him?
第七节。第三章第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
万军之耶和华说从你们列祖的日子以来你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守现在你们要转向我我就转向你们你们却问说我们如何才是转回呢
From the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them Return to me and I will return to you says the Lord of hosts But you say how shall we return
第八节
Verse 8.
人岂可夺取神之物呢你们竟夺取我的供物你们却说你们在何事上夺取你的供物呢
Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you?
十三节
Verse 13.
耶和华说你们用话顶撞我你们还说我们用什么话顶撞了你呢
Your words have been arrogant against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you?
十六节
Verse 16.
那时敬畏耶华的彼此谈论耶华侧耳听且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏耶华思念他名的人
Then those who fear the Lord spoke to one another and the Lord gave attention and heard it and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who esteem his name
第四章第二节
Chapter 4 verse 2
但向你们敬畏我名的人必有公义的日头出现其光线有医治之能。
But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings.
我们刚才大概把马拉基书最重要的我们都读过。
We have just read some of the most important verses in the book of Malachi.
我们说过马拉基书是预言。
We said that Malachi is a book of prophecy.
这个预言是围绕在主耶稣第一次来，也围绕在主耶稣第二次来。
And this prophecy encircles the Lord's first coming and second coming.
是一面预告当主耶稣第一次来以前以色列人的光景如何。
On one hand, it prophesies the condition of the Israelites before the Lord's first coming.
从今天来看，好像是以色列历史。
From today's viewpoint, it was history.
从马拉基来看，乃是以色列的预言。
But from Malachi's viewpoint, it was the future of Israel.
不过那个时候，以色列已经被掳到巴比伦。
But that time Israel had already been taken captive.
而且有五万人回到耶路撒冷。
And 50,000 have returned.
那这里面所形容的，特别是以色列人回到耶路撒冷以后的情形。
And here it specifically describes the condition of Israel after they returned.
因为这些话如果用在失落的十个支派是不能适用的。
You can't use these verses for the 10 lost tribes of Israel.
他们说我们漂流在全世界。
We have wandered the entire world.
我们的圣殿在哪里呢?
Where is our temple?
我们的祭司又在哪里?
Where are our priests?
你所责备的话根本轮不到我们。
These words of refusal that you have do not pertain to us.
那个时候在巴比伦的以色列也会说我们在巴比伦。
And those in Babylon would also say that we are in Babylon.
我们忙着世界。
We are busy in the world.
我们忙着读圣经也忙着祷告。
We are busy reading the Bible and praying.
这些话不是对我们说的。
These words are not for us.
我们没有祭司。
We have no priest.
所以我们不可能藐视你的桌子。
So we cannot despise your table.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
我们的情形都不是马拉基书里面所说的。
Our condition is not what is spoken of in Malachi.
所以我们要明白，从以色列人从巴比伦回来，回到耶路撒冷。
So of the Israelites who returned to Jerusalem.
一直等到弥赛亚第一次来。
Until the time of the Messiah's first coming.
他们回来不知不觉的是为着弥赛亚第一次来铺路的。
They didn't realize that when they came back, they were preparing the way for the Messiah's return.
所以现在马拉基要预告，在主第一次来以前，以色列人是什么样的情形。
And now Malachi was to prophesy the condition of the Israelites before the Messiah's first coming.
但是因为这里也讲到主耶稣第二次。
But here it also speaks of Jesus' second coming.
所以以色列的情形就说出教会的情形。
And the condition of the Israelites also describes the condition
of
the church. The prophecies about Israel are also the prophecies for the church.
我们都知道说以色列，我们叫教会曾经被掳到巴比伦。
We know that the church had been taken captive to Babylon.
当你读到启示录第十七章的时候。
When you read Revelation chapter 17,
那里讲到巴比伦。
There it speaks of Babylon.
那里很明显的，当你读教会历史的时候。
And when you look at church history,
在教会黑暗时期,
during the dark ages of the church,
你看见说巴比伦果然喝了圣徒的血,
you see that Babylon indeed drank of the blood of the saints.
当我们读圣经, 读教会历史的时候,
and when we study church history,
我们非常的清楚,
it is very clear,
教会曾经被掳到巴比伦去,
the church had once been taken captive to Babylon.
所以从教会被掳到巴比伦,
so after the church was taken to Babylon,
因为这个缘故, 你看教会经过了多少年黑暗的时期。
You see that the church went through many years of darkness.
那就是推亚推拉教会所预言的。
And that is what Thyatira in the Bible talks about.
但是那个时候有一半人叫做晨星。
But a group of people received the morning star.
当全教会黑暗的时候。
While the whole church was in darkness.
当人还买赎罪券的时候。
While people were still buying indulgences.
你看见马丁路德、茨威里和加尔文，他们果然得到晨星的光。
You see that Luther, Zwingli, and Calvin received the light of the morning star. And they brought the church back to Jerusalem. Now it's very clear. The condition of the Israelites back then later became the condition of the church. On one hand, this prophecy speaks of Israelites. On the other hand, it speaks of the church. Because this prophecy encircles Jesus' first coming and second coming. So if you understand the condition of the Israelites before Jesus' first coming, then you also know the condition of the church.
然后我们再来读撒底教会。
And then when we read about Sardis,
再来读菲利和帖腓尼
，or Philadelphia,
再来读老底家的教会
，or Laodicea,
我们就明白过来。
Then we understand.
我们许多时候不明白那一段圣经。
Many times we don't understand that portion of the Bible.
因为我们缺乏常识。
Because we lack experience.
common sense.
Oh, we lack common sense.
我们对于圣经的预言不明白。
And we don't understand the prophecies of the Bible.
我们只知道一点点。
We just know a little bit.
所以，因为这个缘故，我们需要从整本圣经的预言来看，在主回来以前，教会会有什么样的情形。
We must look at all the prophecies in the Bible to see the condition of the church before the Lord comes back.
但首先我们要看，在主第一次来以前，以色列人的情形是怎样的。
But first, we want to see the condition of the Israelites before the Jesus came the first time.
稀不稀奇？你看见主是说话的主。
You see that God is a God who speaks.
主说：“我曾爱你。”
I have loved you, says the Lord.
但你们却说你在何事上爱我？
But you say, how have you loved us?
当然有原因的。
Of course, there's a reason.
因为那时候以色列人被掳到巴比伦去。
Israel had been taken to Babylon.
如果神爱他们，应该他们还在耶路撒冷。
If God loved them, they should still be in Jerusalem.
现在他们被掳到西安。被掳到巴比伦。
But they were taken to Babylon.
他们怎么能唱西安的歌？
How could they sing the songs of Zion?
他们就要把琴挂在柳枝头。
They had to hang their harps on the willow branch.
他们每次想起西安，他们就哭。
And they would weep every time they thought of Zion.
如果神爱我们。
If God loved them.
我们应该还在耶路撒冷。
We should still be in Jerusalem.
如果神爱我们。
If God loved them.
我们的遭遇应该比埃及强一点。
Our tragedy should be greater than Egypt.
我们的遭遇，我们所 what we have encountered,
or the things that we encounter should be greater than what Egypt.
It's better.
It's better than Egypt.
我们应该，我们的遭遇应该比叙利亚要好一点。
It's to be better than Syria.
我们知道这巴比伦征服过叙利亚。
We know that Babylon conquered Syria.
巴比伦也征服过埃及。
And they also conquered Egypt.
但是为什么埃及跟叙利亚不是像一棵树一样连根拔起被抛掉遥远的巴比伦？
But Syria and Egypt weren't uprooted like a tree and taken to a distant land.
为什么在万国里面？
But in all the nations.
当神对待他子民的时候，
When God gave commands
to deal
with his people.
那么现在有一个问题，神在什么事上爱我们？
So how has God loved us?
所以弟兄姊妹清楚吧，神说话了，人也说话。
So you see that God spoke and people spoke too.
神解释他的环境。
God explained the circumstances.
我们也解释我们的环境。
But we also explain our own
circumstances. 神解释我们的环境，神说他爱我们。
God explained our circumstances and said he loved us.
我们解释我们的环境，说神不爱我们。
We look at our circumstances and we say God does not love us.
这就是老底家。
That is Laodicea.
你的解释和神的解释不一样。
Your explanation is different from God's
explanation. 你的看法和神的看法不一样。
Your view is different from God's.
你觉得你是富足的，其实谁说你是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜的？
You think that you are rich, but God says that you are poor and wretched and blind.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？神是爱我们。
Remember, God loves us.
所以神才把以色列人掳到巴比伦去。
And that's why God took the Israelites into Babylon.
如果神不用那一副猛药，
if God didn't use the strong medicine,
那么以色列人的病永远不会治好。
Then the Israelites, their sickness would never be healed.
以色列被掳以前拜偶像。
They used to worship idols beforehand.
他们回到耶路撒冷以后，
but after they returned to Jerusalem,
他们拜偶像的病果然治好。
Their sickness of idol worship was finally healed.
那是因为神用了一副很猛很猛的药。
Because God used a very potent medicine.
神爱他们。
God loved them.
神不要他们拜偶像。
God didn't want them to worship idols.
他们留在耶路撒冷，他们不觉得拜偶像可怕。
When they were in Jerusalem, they didn't think that worshiping idols was a danger.
到了巴比伦，
but in Babylon,
躺着看见的是偶像。
They see idols.
坐着看见的是偶像。
They see it where they're sitting.
到处都是偶像。
They see the idols everywhere.
一直等到看见偶像，他们就要吐出来。
And eventually, they see so many that they want to spit it out.
他们才知道偶像是多么可怕。
Then they know how scary idols are.
他们才知道神爱他们。
Then they know that God loves them.
但他们说神在什么时候爱我们？
But they say, how have you loved us?
所以这个时候，我们的神就要解释给他们。
So now God needs to explain to them.
你看见神不是拣选的雅各，神没有拣选以多，没有拣选以扫吗？
You see that God chose Jacob but did not choose Esau.
神为什么拣选雅各？
Why did God choose Jacob?
神凭什么拣选雅各？
Why did God choose Jacob?
神明明说你这虫雅各。
He said that you, Jacob, are a worm.
为什么你这虫雅各？
Why is he a worm?
因为你看雅各就是很丑陋的虫。
You see that Jacob is an ugly worm.
以下雅各一天到晚就要抓着。
He is always grasping things.
他要抓着全世界。
He wants to grasp the whole world.
他什么话都可以说。
He can say anything.
什么事都可以做。
He can do anything.
这就是雅各。
That's Jacob.
但是神为什么拣选雅各？
But why did God choose Jacob?
神要把毛毛虫要变成蝴蝶。
God wanted to change the caterpillar into a butterfly.
这就是神为什么爱雅各。
And this is why God loved Jacob.
神拣选雅各。
God chose Jacob.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以神爱雅各。
So God loves Jacob.
神没有拣选以扫。
God did not choose Esau.
所以等到以东最后真的荒凉了。
When Edom became desolate,
神就让他荒凉。
God let it remain desolate.
为什么神让他荒凉？
Why did God let it stay desolate?
因为神拣选了以色列。
Because God chose the Israelites.
虽然他们被掳到巴比伦，
even though they were taken to Babylon,
他们不像十个支派一样就再也不回来了。
They weren't like the 10 tribes that disappeared.
七十年之后他们回来。
70 years later they came back.
神还给他们回头的恩典。
God gave them the grace to come back.
你看见吗？同样的是以色列的遭遇，同样是以东的遭遇。
You see the tragedy of